Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss about the problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Nakavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor Salman Nakavi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University and also a researcher on the Islamic issues in the Hawza Ilmi Afka. Well, talking about the development of relationship with environment, we compared the situation that we are dealing with today, that our children are so much attached to the fantasy world, to the digital world, and this addiction that they have with the digital world has actually detached them from the environment, and which makes them less able to realize the signs of Allah around them in the environment. So you discussed a few points in the previous episode, and we want you to repeat a few of them and tell us new ways. How do we come out of this digital world? And I mean, you clearly explained this, that we need to take out them from this addiction. So once we cannot, I as a mother cannot just tell my child, just give me back the phone. I won't let you play more. I have to provide an alternative. What are those alternatives as per you?
One thing that is very important for us to understand, that we must ourselves understand, that there's no doubt about it. Then when we are talking about the digital world, and we're talking about, for example, the mobile applications and the games, and when we're talking about the mobile itself, the cell phone, it is no doubt, there's no doubt about it, that this technology has been developed by man, by mankind. It is the advancement of the very basic fundamental issues that we believe about in. When we talk about Allah Almighty, and there's an expression in the Quran that on the Day of Judgment, or generally speaking, the whole of the universe, matwiyatum biyamineh.
Okay.
The Quran says the whole of the universe is in his grip of power.
All right.
Is within his clutches. Everything can come down to this. Everything is in his clutches. He controls everything.
Yes.
This mobile set, when you put it in the palm of your hand,
yeah,
it's a manifestation of that superior intellect that is controlling all of this.
Yeah.
And he is the creator of everything. And he has created the human being. Who has created this, which is a manifestation of the signs of Allah Almighty?
Okay, so even if you're giving your children just to play games for a few hours, you can again manifest the signs of Allah.
You can tell him or tell her, your child, look, what you are doing, it is what the human being has done. But
yeah,
the human being has done something what God has done.
Yeah.
God has created us and all what we do.
Yes.
He is the true creator.
Yeah.
So we have to take him back to that. Now, we need him to, instead of saying, oh, look, you're going to play with this, why don't you break it up and make it again?
Yes.
I mean to say that let us inculcate in our children the habit of breaking things up. Of course, I'm not talking about the mobile that is costing maybe so many millions of tumans or whatever.
Yeah.
Or many, many dollars. Even old things. Allow your child to play with them. Open them up.
Okay.
Understand what's there. I mean, even within this world of technology, there are so many gadgets, old things in our house.
So you have to actually push them when they are indulged in this digital world. Just wake up. There's a real world as well. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the importance and ways to detach your children from the digital world and engage them in the environment to develop a relationship with the environment.
Exactly. Yes, as I said, we want to divert their attention from this fantasy world. We need to give them an outlet.
We need to
gradually, gently make them think of the essence of these things.
Okay.
I mean, you make them realize that you're engrossed, you're engaged in using this technology. Why don't you build it? Why don't you make it? People like you have done it.
Yeah.
I was visiting a friend of mine, and I saw that in his garage, in the parking, he had allowed his children to old bicycles, even motorcycles. They had broken, torn them apart, disassembled them,
okay,
and they were assembling them again, and they were changing the fuel from petrol to electricity, putting a battery.
Okay.
I mean, he was allowing his small children to learn how to make things,
yes,
to develop things.
Yeah.
Developing their technological skills. So through these, we need to provide them opportunities. For example, there's an application you can, Sky Map.
Yeah.
Look at the stars in it, and then take the child out into the night sky and try to find the various constellations that are there.
Yeah.
You have to engage with your child. You can't just leave him at the mercy of it.
Yeah.
But you have to work with him or
to
her.
Monitor, to supervise,
to supervise,
ask
to help, to assist, to facilitate,
analyze.
To channelize in the right direction. Even from this, we can make a better solution, find a better solution through this very engagement that the child is. The problem is with us because we want ourselves to be
free
and relieved of the stress and burden of managing a
parenting
child. That is our problem. And that is what's happening.
And child, we have to remember, is amana, is a trust.
Exactly.
From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we cannot just leave him on the mercy of this mobile
phone. Exactly. So we need to help him construct his, we need to help him in constructing in his cognitive abilities. We need to make him understand and develop his mental level.
Yeah.
Intellectual level, cognition.
Yeah.
We need to help him control his feelings and emotions. And we need him to develop him, his skills.
And even if he's using the, even if he's involved in the digital world, we need to teach him how to get, how to control, how to analyze things, exactly. How to be constructive.
I mean, nowadays there are so many programs, applications, teach your child mathematics, your child, for example, science. You can divert his attention to
languages. Yeah, we can talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said, "It is a recommended practice for a child to play in his childhood so that he becomes patient in his adulthood."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Naqvi with us, and we're discussing about the ways to develop relationship with the environment. As you mentioned in the previous episodes, I liked those things that you said. Provide alternatives to your children. Something could be trekking, going out for gardening. Do we have some more examples like that? What else we can teach our children to get detached from this digital world and live a more in a real world and develop a better relationship with the environment, explore more in the environment?
Number one, I think we should get our child engaged in helping in at home.
Yeah.
Developing skills to manage the home. Ask him or her to help you make food, iron the clothes, wash the clothes, wash dishes. I mean, engagement in physical activities.
True.
And number two, giving him or her the opportunity to experience creativity and technological skills, taking them the children out into the wild, into nature.
Yeah.
And more than that, I think we need to provide short courses or some non-formal education in the form of group visits.
Yeah.
Taking our children on, not ourselves, he or she should be able to learn how to live in a community, how to engage and interact with other children for sports activities, for learning activities, discovering nature, going out. For example, I remember once when I was a child, my school took me out for outings.
Okay.
Unfortunately, in the third world countries, that's not possible.
True.
But school in the West and many other organizations like scouting, they used to take children out on trips, on visits, on sports events, collective activities, engaging with other people. Even that would teach us how to live in a community. There are so many things which have to be done and to be developed in our societies where we can make our children active, make our children engaged with each other. Nowadays, the situation is so bad. Two siblings sitting together. One is has taken the mobile phone of his father. The other is taken the mobile phone of his mother.
They're engaged in their own world. Parents are engaged in their own world.
So that is the problem. We have to create events. We have to manage, come down together as parents to think over how to manage these things. In a family, you have brothers and sisters who are married. You have families. Work together and how to develop events and programs to get our children to
involved in the environmental activities. World. Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor Naqvi, for being with us. We came to the conclusion that you need to, even if you want to detach your children from the digital world, you definitely need to provide an alternative, especially the environmental ones. You can take out them for trekking, you can take out them for camping, you can take out them to jungles, for outings. to explore nature, to research more. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says four times in Quran, why don't you go for tadabbur? Why don't you contemplate? Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. That was all for today. Inshallah, until another session, fi amanallah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.